You enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Google Kenosha Comedy Club. I just did and just saw there's a website, but I think you can come over and buy tickets at the door, too.
Okay, that's great. If you are listening, I recommend you check out Jackie. He's really funny. His jokes, you're part of that great Boston comedy legacy, Jack. Wouldn't you say... Like, I think the comics, and I started in Chicago, great comics there too, but what city, probably more so than Boston, if any, do you identify with great comics?
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm biased because I'm from Boston, but I think some of the best comics of all time come out of Boston, and I was fortunate to start there and learn from some of the great comedy guys of our time, and, you know, just one after another. I mean, my class of comics, if you can call it that, like when I started in Boston in open mics in like 87, was myself, David Cross, Louis C.K., Nick DiPaolo, Mark Maron, Janine Garofalo. And that was just, you know, then. And then like literally a year behind me might have been was Joe Rogan. And then a couple of years behind him was Bill Burr. And both those guys used to like literally like I'd put them on stage when they were young, you know, whippersnappers, you know.
It's just wow. Crazy. I saw Louis C.K. recently. I don't know if you're friends with him, but I know he had some issues, but man, is he funny. He seems to be back, and he's actually found a way to make his issues you know, funny and remain humble at the same time and admit that he messed up, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Louis, I've known Louis for forever. I haven't seen him in a long time, but we ran into each other not too long ago. Matter of fact, when he saw me, he goes, "Oh, I always think of that joke of yours." And he quoted some joke of mine, and a joke I forgot about 100 years ago. But it's funny how certain things stick in people's minds. But yeah, he's done, he's done quite well, all these guys, and I'm very proud to be from that, that town, as far as comedy wise.
You've done pretty well for yourself too, my friend. And you have, I love that you still, like, you're in movies, you're on TV, but you still love doing clubs. Will you always have connection, Jack, to comedy clubs and just doing stand-up? Will that always be in your blood, no matter how much acting work you get?
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing like comedy. I mean, movies, you shoot the movie, it's very fun and gratifying, but, you do it, and then all of a sudden they go and they edit it, and they this and that, and about a year later you see it, and it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that movie, yeah. That was fun. And, but comedy is like instant gratification and instant feedback. You get kind of what you give, with the comedy. You're on stage and right instantly if it's funny. And I love, there's nothing like live performing and nothing like trying out new material and getting a laugh with it,
Absolutely. Well, who did you watch growing up, Jack? Who were your influences like when you were a kid sitting in your living room?
Yeah, when I was a kid, my dad would watch, The Tonight Show, obviously. And I'm old enough to remember him watching, the Ed Sullivan Show. And the Jackie Gleason Show and all these shows, and they had always had comics on, and I can remember to this day this comic, I think it might have been like Shecky Green, I'm not 100% sure, but it was in that vein of the comics, and he told a joke, and I remember it was just like a street joke, but me and my dad just howled, and I remember my dad was a funny guy, and I just then I started listening to comedy albums, obviously I was influenced by George Carlin, Richard Pryor, and those guys, but Bob Newhart, maybe. And then the Cheech and Chong albums when I was a kid. I used to memorize those, which was, a different type of comedy almost. Obviously, that was more of a performance art almost. But, so all those things were very influential. My dad's favorite comic, because my dad's Italian, Italian-American and Irish, but it was Italian-American comic Pat Cooper, who is a legend and just the funniest guy ever. Remarkably enough, course, after my dad passed, I got to open for Pat Cooper and hang out and have dinner with him. And my dad my dad wouldn't have believed it, But it works out that way sometimes.
That's so great. I don't know if it's like my dad too. That was a way I kind of bonded with him. I would find myself laughing at the things he laughed. He loved Jackie Gleason. We were Irish Catholics, just like you guys. Yeah. And there's something about growing up, and then when you get older. And when you finally have your dad laugh at what you're saying, that's pretty gratifying. Did your dad think you were funny?
Yeah, he did. He didn't get to see me do too much. He passed away. Maybe I was doing comedy about 2 years or so when he passed. Oh, but he got to see me. I was pretty decent at the time, and I wasn't anywhere where I am now. But as a comic, but I was good enough. And he saw, and he, he embraced it. He didn't like it at first. He thought I was just, it was like me, like a. I have an attention span of a fruit fly, I'm doing comedy now. Now I'm a drummer. But then when he saw that I was committed to it, he kind of gave me his blessing,
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what's going on with Louder Milk? You're on this great show with a great cast, Ron Livingston. I know your buddy Brian Regan is in the show. Will that show come back for another season?
Yeah, it seems to be coming back. Let's put it this way. I'd say it's 99% sure we're coming back. According to the director, Peter Farrelly, he said that, there's this big, some big producers that are really in love with the show, and they're doing everything they can. They say, we're gonna raise money and start producing more seasons of this and that. And even if they don't, Pete says, we're going to come back because somebody wants to do it. It's too big of a show. As far as, too many people love it. And it's, if you see all the people, talking about it on, online, even like, one of Netflix's biggest hits for what it was, and hopefully it'll come back. It's a great show. And we have so much fun doing it. Like you said, with Brian Regan, myself, and a bunch of other, knuckleheads.
It's such a great show because I remember when you told me it was on first, it was on like the AT&T network or something that I never even heard of. And then all of a sudden it's on Netflix and people find it. It's really too funny of a show not for people to find. So if you haven't seen Louder Milk yet, it is hilarious. I really hope you guys get another season.
Hopefully they're going to do multiple seasons. Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, for sure. Jack, you've been in some great movies. You've been in a lot of the Farrelly Brother movies. You were in, you know, Kingpin, Three Stooges, Ricky Stenicki. What's the most fun you've had on a movie set? And what are those sets like working with those guys?
It's great, man. They're very, you know, it just so many, you know, well, first of all, the Laudable cast is great. And, you know, Ron Livingston is so gracious and everyone's so giving as an actor. There's no, there's zero ego, you know, but the movies, you know, the movies are different. You know, I worked with some guys like, you know, Jim Carrey and Bill Murray and those type of guys. And it just, it's really kind of, at first you're a little bit in awe because those are the guys you, you know, grew up watching, you know?
Yeah. What is your, what has been your favorite role in those films? Like between, and how cool was it that you were in a remake of the Three Stooges? Talk about another show we watched growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be in that too.
Matter of fact, that was crazy because I actually auditioned for the part of Mo and I almost got it. And as a matter of fact, the guy that got Mo beat me out and it came down, you know, I was pretty close. And, but the guy was really good. I mean, he had done it for years being Mo and like at conventions and stuff. So he had a big head start, you know, it would have been criminal for him not to play Mo. He was, you know, he was that good, but it was really tough for me cause that would have been a dream. And, but at any rate, because I didn't get the part of Mo, the part I did get, I asked Peter Farrelly, the director, I said, as a consolation, would you at least let me get doinked in the eyes by Mo? And I did. I got poked in the eyes. So that was kind of fun.
Jackie Flynn is my guest. You can catch him this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club. He's down in Southeast Wisconsin, down on the lake there. Jack, what are you watching on TV? Is there anything you could recommend? Like when you're not as busy as you are, what do you kick back and check out or binge watch?
You know, I'm trying to think what I've watched recently. I obviously like all the regular stuff. I mean, I'm a huge fan of obviously like shows like Breaking Bad and all those shows that everybody loves. And, but there's a lot of shows I haven't seen, but I heard that Severance is coming back. I'm looking forward to checking that out, the next season of that. And, there's also, I've been watching some documentaries. I just saw that documentary Will Ferrell did called Will and Harper. It was really unbelievable.
Yeah, I hear it's great.
Yeah, it was really, really moving. And I just watched the Superman documentary that about Christopher Reeves. Like, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's stuff like that. I don't really, sometimes it's hard for me to get into a show because then I'm on the road and stuff. But, you know, when I do, you know, I try to, like, you know, I did Succession for a while. But then again, I you know, it, sometimes it takes so long. And that's why I'm a little bummed that Loudmilk is taking so long because, you know, you kind of forget where the hell you were in the show, you know? And then you got to watch it, like Ozark and stuff, for instance, you know, you comes back a year later, you're like, what the hell happened last year? I don't even remember. My brain is horrible with that.
It's old. Like you got to watch the whole previous season just to catch up. Jack, it's great to talk to you, buddy. It's great to have you in Wisconsin, even though I can't see you this time. But next time, let me know. We'll definitely hang. And we got to get you up a little further north, maybe up here in Titletown to do some comedy. We could do that. And have great shows this weekend, buddy.
I would love that, man. And thanks for getting me on. And I hope to see some people at the show tonight or tomorrow night.
We'll keep pushing it, man. Knock them dead.
Thanks, Pete. Be well.
You got it. Thanks, Jack. All right, that's Jackie Flynn. Check him out at the Kenosha Comedy Club. Boy, I've heard more and more good stuff about that room, Conrad. I think we had Dwayne Kennedy on before he worked
there. Oh, yeah.
And maybe, I can't remember, maybe Brian Hicks. I don't know. It's supposed to be a really nice room, though. And so we'll keep an eye on that as well. So coming up in just a few minutes, folks, it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here. I've already heard the music she's bringing. It's fantastic. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to do some more fun stuff, right, Con? Do we have fun stuff planned?
Oh, definitely.
We do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a heck of a tease. All right, it's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
So you can see what's going on.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever Herkel-Durkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? That's what Herkel-Durkling is. It's a Scottish custom. It's been around for a couple centuries. They call laying in bed past the expected time you would get out of bed Herkel-Durkling. Some people might think it's just laziness, depression, whatever. The Scottish people call it Herkel-Durkling. So what's the latest you've stayed in bed, and what is acceptable in your opinion? You can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will read your text on the radio. There are no wrong answers. There are only your answers, and we'd love to get them. So about a week ago, Conrad, I was playing Wii Golf. I told you I'm back into Wii Golf, right? Dynamite game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have a our house is like, I kind of look out. We've got a lot of windows, and I'm looking out at snow. But in my living room, I got the fire going and I got Wii Golf up and I hear a gentle breeze and sunshiny courses. It's just beautiful. And my Wii me actually looks like me. I posted it on Facebook about a week ago when I blew a double eagle and I was getting close to my record. So earlier today, another double eagle on a par five. I'm on the fifth hole. I own that hole. And those of you who have played the Wii Golf course might be able to relate to it. It's kind of a tough hole. You can either go around the bend or you can shoot up onto a mountain and there's a little patch of fairway up there and then try to make it to the green in two. Wow. I double eagled it. Again, second time in a week. And I was close to my record. I fell apart in the last two holes, just like you do in real golf.
Yeah.
So disconcerting.
You know, actually, it's not called a double eagle. It's called an albatross.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
See, we calls it a double eagle. That's kind of an issue. They did not do their homework. That's faulty engineering.
If someone does it in the PGA, it's an albatross.
Okay. Because you're right. Double eagle doesn't really make sense because an eagle is your two under par. A double eagle would be four under par. And that's not happening. That's a hole in one on a 500-yard hole.
That's just all, yeah. Well, I mean, if you could do it.
I guess.
Got to bring out the big driver.
John Daly or something. But it is so relaxing. I'm telling you, it is helping me get through winter because I get a little summer escape. And I started when the kids were home right before Christmas. I've been playing for like a month now. And my record is 11 under. You have to play close to a perfect game to get that. But I do fall apart just like I used to in real golf when I cared about golf. Hey, earlier in the week was the anniversary of the film Casablanca being released. And this is, I wouldn't say Casablanca is one of my all-time favorite, like top five, top 10. I saw a little bit of it when I was in my 20s, probably saw the whole thing over time, bits and pieces on Turner Classic Movies, stuff like that. But I gave it a watch about 2 years ago, watched the whole thing. And it's just a masterpiece. And it took watching it like that for me to recognize the genius that is Humphrey Bogart and why his character works so well in that film. So we have a clip. You'll recognize some of the dialogue. It's a famous clip, but this is from Casablanca in honor of its anniversary this week.
If you don't mind, you fill in the names. That'll make it even more official.
You think of everything, don't you?
And the names are Mr. and Mrs. Victor Laszlo.
But why my name, Richard?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Richard, no. What has happened to you last night?
Last night we said a great many things.
You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then. It all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong.
But, Richard, no one...
Now, you've got to listen to me. You have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid Major Strasser would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
That is Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca, and just such a great film. If you haven't checked out Casablanca, definitely do it. Ingrid Bergman is also in the film, and a great character, Peter Lorre, great surrounding characters. Dooley Wilson plays the piano player at Rick's American Cafe and sings As Time Goes By, and it's just great. Rick's American Cafe is like a character in the film. There's all kinds of activity going on there. There's spies coming in, people just chilling out, hanging out. Humphrey Bogart making the rounds. When I saw the whole film in its entirety, finally 2 years ago, I just wanted to go hang out. I wanted to live at Rick's American Cafe. So I highly recommend Casablanca if you haven't seen it yet. Most of you probably have, or a good part of you, but it's really, really well done film. And it came out in 1942 and had its anniversary this week. We got a text from Tom in New Berlin. Conrad, help me. What is Tom trying to say? ALB.
ALB.
Sorry, Tom. I need some more clarification on that. Tom's one of our best and most frequent texters, but
maybe he was trying to say albatross, you know?
Maybe. That's what he calls it. He wouldn't say, if you're like a real staunch golfer, like I'm guessing Tom might be. I bet that's what it is. Because it's not a double eagle. We messed up. I love you, we. But change that to 2009 yeah. Technology.
It's but a little outdated, maybe.
They're not doing that. I'll be. All right. Thank you very much, Tom, for clarification. And thank you, Conrad, for helping me remember what I was talking about 3 minutes ago. It is a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, which means Terry Barr is on her way. The host of Max Inc. Radio is here with two great new artists and great new songs that we will get to know after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. More hostages held by Hamas were just free.
Today, as part of these ongoing efforts, we welcomed home 4 more Israeli hostages after 477 days in Hamas captivity.
IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari.
Our mission is not over until every single hostage comes home.
The hostages are 4 women IDF soldiers captured October 7th. The BBC's Yolan Nell says in return,
we should see something like 200 Palestinian prisoners being released from Israeli jails, handed to the Red Cross. Some of them will be going back to homes in the occupied West Bank. But because of the seriousness of the sentences of others, Israel has demanded that they should be sent to live in other countries. We're expecting them to go to Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks open a four-game road trip. Tonight, they're in L.A. against the Clippers. Following that, games in Utah, Portland, and San Antonio. Men's college basketball, Marquette with another win over Villanova. 87-74 last night in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have never lost to Villanova since Shaka Smart took over as Marquette's head coach. The Badgers host Nebraska tomorrow at noon at the Kohl's Center. NFL conference championships. First, the Eagles and the Commanders at 2, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills. Quarterback Josh Allen hoping to lead the Bills back to a Super Bowl for the first time since Jim Kelly was the quarterback back in 1994.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. We look at that, and, you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
That's the Bills' Josh Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, mid-30s. Southwest winds will be strong at times. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 12 and a wind chill around 0. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 27. Breezy again for Monday, quite breezy with a high near 38.
Right now, it's 19.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It is a Bar Band Friday night. This is how we go into the weekend every week, folks, and we are so fortunate. It is so much fun to learn about new music on the last quadrant of our show on the last day of the week. And helping us do that every week is Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Terry, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing very well, thank you. I have one question for you before we start. Have you ever Kirkle-Dirkled?
What?
That is the appropriate response. Kirkle-Dirkling is a Scottish custom that is... It basically is another word for the art of lazing in bed. So it's just being lazy or depressed.
Oh, Ooh, there's a difference though between lazy and depressed, isn't there?
There is, but I think it's just the idea that you lay in bed and that they gave it such a clinical term of Herkel Durkel, which is what intrigues me. I think it's really strange. It sounds like another term for wrestling or something. I don't know, but I don't know.
Can you imagine the move in, if it were pro wrestling? Herkel Durkel.
He's got him in the Herkel Durkel, Phil. Hey, it's great to have you here, as always, my friend. We're just so excited. You've got, I think I'm going to be on Max Inc. Jimmy reached out to me to do a quick segment. I know you guys are trying to fill some time until Rocker comes back.
You are not a time filler. You are a guest we've been talking about for a while.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. I'm happy to return the favor because we have so much fun when you come on this show. So, we got two great guests again. Should we start with Paul Filipowicz?
Very good.
Oh, look at me.
Oh my gosh. This guy is amazing. I think you and I talked about him quite a while ago. We were early into doing this. He blows me away. He taught himself guitar when he was a kid. His sisters played piano and he would sing along while his sisters played piano and they would all be like, Paul, stop. So they wanted him to find his own instrument and he found the blues on the radio. And that's when he decided, I'm going to listen to the radio and figure out how to play guitar. And that's how he did it. And once he found the blues, learned to play guitar, he said, my future was in stone. And so 50 years later, he is still playing shows out and about. He travels the country. He is based in southern Wisconsin, but I mean, he travels the country every single year. He's got, I think it's 10 albums now he supports. And the big one was last year. He was finally inducted into what he would call his home Blues Hall of Fame, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame.
Oh, no kidding. So does he live in Wisconsin now, Terry? I was doing some research on him. I know he was born in Chicago and he's no spring chicken. He's been around for quite a while.
It's kind of
cool that he found Wisconsin, like another person I know myself.
He lives in Aztalan, which is right around. I had to write it down because I was wondering myself. You drive by it if you're going from Madison to Milwaukee. Little tiny town. He has a farm. He works on cars. He's a carpenter. And of course, you know, it's one of those where you see him, his hands look like he works. And you always think, oh no, take care of those hands because you do play guitar. But Aztalan is near Lake Mills. On the way to Milwaukee between Madison and Milwaukee.
So is he a guest on your show soon or does he have live dates around the area that we can look forward to?
Very, very much both. He plays constantly. He took a little time off during the holidays. He's back at it again. He's writing some new music. He's got shows coming up around Wisconsin starting off tonight. And then he's got some more sticking in Wisconsin. But when the weather starts to get a little nicer and he feels like, okay, I can safely drive to Tennessee or Texas or wherever I want to go do some shows, then he heads out for different parts of the spring and summer, I should say. Nice. One of my favorite things about him, though, Pete, he dresses like a blues man. And he has won awards based on his dress alone, the three-piece suit, the cool hat that you think of when you think of the blues musicians. And he kind of describes it as, you can't go to church without your Bible.
That's great. I'm looking at his website right now, Terry, and it said, I love this line he's got on his website. And I can see what you're talking about with what he wears. And Filipowicz is not a typical blues name, if I could just put that out there. But I love
it's true.
That he found this music. And it says, one night while cruising the dial, Filipowicz pulled in a radio station out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. They played Wolf, Sonny Boy, and Muddy Waters back-to-back. That was his first exposure to the blues, like you just said. Such a great story. That's so cool.
Yeah. And we're lucky we claim him as our own in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, should we hear, why don't we hear, his song is a little on the longer side. So should we lead off with that one first, Terry?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I love the name of this song too. It's called Brand New Hat. That's so blues, right?
Yeah.
All right, Terry Barr is my guest. It's a Bar Band Friday night. We have so much fun, and she has brought us two new great artists. Well, they're not new. They're new to us. Great artists tonight. And the first is Paul Filipowicz. Here is his song, Brand New Hat.
Changes made, yeah.
That was great. That is such a...
If people could see us, we're dancing on YouTube, basically.
Well, what are we supposed to do, right? I mean, you gotta feel it. I mean, that was great. I'm stomping my foot on the carpet tiles I've got in the room.
It's so good. Yeah, I want to tell you this quote or kind of a review of Paul's music. And this comes from one of the originators of the Madison Area Music Association Awards. He wrote that Paul has more heart, soul, and guts poured into one of his guitar solos than most players ever have in their entire career.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty high praise. That's fantastic. The song was called Brand New Hat.
Yeah.
I just Googled Paul Filipowicz, and I definitely recommend people check it out. When can they see or hear him on Max Inc., Terry?
Tomorrow night at 8:30. He is our featured artist at 8:30 all across the Civic Media Radio Network, Max Inc. Radio. 8:30 is our new show Saturday, and then it's a replay on Sunday. So if you miss it one night, you can catch it the next.
You absolutely have to check it out. Just great. And the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, I should say. So that's another reason for people should check it out. So before we go to the break, Terry, tell us a little bit about, I love the name of this band, Them Cooley Boys. I'm saying it right, correct? Cooley?
Absolutely. Right. Do you know what could be behind the name?
No, I was kind of looking them up. I know they workshopped with the Abbott Brothers and that inspired them. And you go to their website, they just look so fun. These guys look like a blast.
Yeah. Yes.
But please tell us.
Well, okay. Where they are originating out of is Eau Claire. And that area was huge way back when it came to all of the ice that came through that area. And it carved the hills and the rivers. Mm-hmm. And they call it a coulee. So that's the name. Them Coulee Boys.
My best friend growing up on the northwest side of Chicago used to call his coolie. I think it was an Italian thing. It was your rump. It was your butt. It was your coolie. So
no.
I think it's spelled differently. But we have to do a quick break, and then we will hear Them Coolie Boys. They have a new album coming out, too. I think we could talk a little bit about that, too.
Yes.
And we'll see when they'll be on Max Inc. or when Terry can tell us where we can see more of Them Coolie Boys. Love that name. We will be right back, and I will finish up reading your text, too. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Terry Barr is here on a Bar Band Friday night. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tom from New Berlin says, to clarify his text from earlier where we didn't know exactly what he was saying, Tom says, I'm a graduate of Trump University. Oh, you're the guy. I didn't think there were any graduates from Trump University. I didn't think it was around that long. Thank you, Tom. Always great to get your text. Bridget from the 818 says, I used to lay in bed in the morning and read when I was younger. Now I like to go to bed early and lay in bed and read and get up right away in the morning. I need to take advantage of my morning energy. That makes sense. Terry's nodding too. It's not just me. We got a voucher. Steady Eddie says, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, winter is so dark and cold, but under the covers with a heating pad, it's so cozy and warm. Perfect weather to Herkel. Eddie says, perfect weather to Herkel Jerkel. It's Herkel Dirkel. Eddie, I don't know if that's a Freudian slip or what.
He says,
he says, since I'm retired, it's easier for me to Herkel Jerkel without severe consequences, like losing my job. You got to be careful when you do that kind of thing, Eddie. He says, I watch a lot of YouTube while I Herkel Jerkel, and I'm learning a lot of astronomy, history, politics, guitar lessons, and I'm even thinking about attempting to learn Spanish.
Woo!
Where is that? Spanish and calculus. Oh, why waste your time? Come on, Steady Eddie. Wow. I love the cute baby and pet videos too. Steady double bogey Eddie. P.S. Pete Conrad. Sometime I'll call in and do my Humphrey Bogart. Here's looking at you, kids. Awesome text, as usual. We expect nothing less, Eddie. Thank you so much. And it's Herkel Dirkel. Don't get us in trouble. Jeez, making us look bad in front of our guest here.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
That's Steady Eddie. He's great. All right. Oh. So Terry, tell us about okay, them Cooley Boys. We got a little bit. We heard the Eau Claire angle. They have a new album coming out.
Yes.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we play the song and then we'll come back and kind of put a button on the whole thing, talking about them Cooley Boys. Here's them Cooley Boys with Up Close.
Yeah.
that song earlier, when you sent that, I opened my email. I played it. I was walking in my car, and it came on the speakers of my car, and then I replayed it again right away. That's a great song. It's called Up Close, and we got a comment on the stream, Terry, from PJ, who says, them Cooley boys are playing a show at the Appleton Beer Factory Friday, September 7th. You don't want to miss them playing. I've seen them play. That's a great comment.
Excellent comment.
February 7th.
They
are actually playing
in Wausau tonight to start kicking off the, I guess I'll say pre-album release.
Yeah.
The album comes out at the end of February, but they are kicking it off playing maybe, you know, one or two songs from the album as sort of a tease. But between now and June, at least, they are in Wausau, Marquette, Duluth. They are also in Appleton in March, and then La Crosse, Illinois, Indiana. They kind of cruise the whole thing. They end up in June at the Blue Ox Music Festival in Eau Claire.
That is fantastic. Terry, thank you so much. As always, Bar Band Friday, my favorite time of week. It's so great. Have a great night and have a great show tomorrow night. Tune in for Max Inc. Radio, everybody.
We will.
All right. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Terry.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. On Monday, Chip Chinnery and Nathan Deming join me. We had a great time tonight. Let's wrap it up. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, this is Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Gaza, where more hostages have just been released. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
These are four young female soldiers. They emerged from a Hamas car, walked across Gaza City's biggest square, Palestine Square. They were smiling, waving, and at least appearing physically well. Then they were handed over to the Red Cross.
They were freed in exchange for nearly 200 Palestinian prisoners expected out within hours. The swap is part of a ceasefire deal aimed at ending the 15-month-old war in Gaza. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari.
We appreciate and thank the efforts of all international mediators, United States, Qatar, and Egypt. And we expect them to make sure Hamas stands in accordance with the agreement.
A controversial Trump cabinet pick has been confirmed. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper on the vote for defense secretary.
Vice President J.D. Vance broke the tie during the vote on Pete Hegseth.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The Republicans not supporting the combat veteran and former Fox News personality.
Mr. McConnell, no.
GOP Senator Susan Collins also voted no, and
Ms. Murkowski, no.
A new committee led by Republicans will take a deeper look at the January 6th insurrection. Congressional reporter Tyrion Small with what they aim to do.
Their idea here is to re-examine the narrative around what happened that day and to uncover what they're looking into or they believe to be misinformation that came out of the first committee hearings.
President Trump was in Southern California yesterday, seeing firsthand the wildfire devastation.
It is devastation.
That's what the president said after taking an aerial tour of the area, then speaking with residents on the ground in the Pacific Palisades.
The federal government standing behind you, 100%.
Striking a very different tone from previous statements that he would withhold federal aid over political differences on water management, for example.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible.
While also promising to waive federal permits to expedite rebuilding. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And some bad news for the champagne industry. Fewer people popped a cork and raised a glass last year. According to the Champagne Industry Group's shipments of the bubbly from France dropped almost 10% in 2024. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn.